Besides visiting the Tongass in South Central, the head of the U.S. Forest Service and National Resource Conservation Service, Harris Sherman, also spent 3 days in western Alaska. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
While forestry is limited in western Alaska, small-scale conservation projects are not. USDA Undersecretary Harris Sherman says he'd like to expand the National Resource Conservation Service's presence in the state.
I think we need to do more work in Alaska. We're very well known in other parts of the United States, but we're fairly new to the work in Alaska. So we're anxious to reach out, partner with local communities here, and I think NRCS can play a very valuable role going forward.
Sherman says one important role the NRCS can play in rural Alaska is through tribal conservation districts. The districts are created by tribes as a way to organize participation in conserving their land. And for the NRCS, it creates a vehicle for USDA programs to get to the communities. Although there are over 30 such districts in the lower 48, there are just 3 in Alaska. The village of Kwitluk was the first tribe to form one in western Alaska 2 years ago. Max Angilan, tribal administrator for Kwitluk, says they pursued a tribal conservation district to protect their local river.
Especially for our Kwitluk River, so that they can control conservation of our resource.
The Kwitluk River is a main tributary of the Kuskokwim, and the village is built on its riverbanks. Sherman says when he visited by boat, residents were specifically concerned about erosion.
It's quite remarkable the degree to which the erosion has occurred on the banks of the river, and I think the village is rightfully concerned about how you protect all of these homes.
Sherman says he knows erosion is affecting many areas in western Alaska, and although the NRCS may not be able to fund an erosion project directly, the service can help in other ways.
One of the things we certainly can do is to work with the village to help facilitate conversations with the state of Alaska, with other federal agencies. For example, the Army Corps of Engineers might potentially have a role here, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, other Department of Interior, and USDA agencies.
One way that the NRCS can directly help communities in rural areas is through high tunnel projects for gardening. They're plastic-covered Quonset hut-type seasonal tents that extend the growing season. Kwitluk is working on installing 3 of them for next summer. Again, Tribal Administrator Max Angilan.
Families could plant vegetables so they would have some source of food, nutrition, and fresh produce.
Kwitluk is the first village in western Alaska to get high tunnels, but Sherman says the potential is great.
If you can extend the growing season by 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, it can make a tremendous difference. And I am very hopeful that this project will be successful. And if it is successful, we can replicate it in other villages in this part of Alaska.
Sherman says villages do not have to have a tribal conservation district in order to work with NRCS on projects like high tunnels, but the districts do help streamline efforts. The NRCS state office is based out of Palmer. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.